Hello.
Hello, Jason.
Yeah, okay.
How's it going? This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Where are you from?
It's Bank of Cardiff. You actually faxed in an application to us. It looks like.
Yesterday. Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah, it looks like we just received it this morning. But either way, wanted to give you a call and introduce myself and just kind of ask you a few questions, make sure we can help you out, and we'll probably need to see a little bit more documentation as well to get your approval here. But based off this, it looks like were you looking for an equipment type of loan, or you're looking for more just of a cash type loan for inventory or something like that?
Yes, we are import and wholesale business from the out of country. I mean, this time we have another contract, like exclusive distributor.
Okay.
So I like to, buying a product from the Korea.
Excellent. Okay. And what kind of a profit margin do you typically have on that that type of transaction?
You mean a margin?
Right. So if you purchase $100,000 worth of material from China, what's your margins as far as profit goes? Would it be, right around like 20%, 40%, 60%, something like that?
Actually, basic is 40% household care, not the food. So that's why. But depends on a little different. But basic is 40%.
40%, okay. It's not too bad. So as far as the actual loans that we have available for you, we do have loans that are designed to be an unsecured form of financing in which we lend up to 8% of your annual sales. Do you know what your gross annual revenue was last year by any chance?
Yes, around 700,000.
700? Okay. Oh yeah, I see that on the application here. I apologize. So yeah, if your company's doing around 700,000, we should be able to lend you probably anywhere from 50 to 100,000, in that ballpark there. It's a pretty broad range, but yeah, I won't know exactly till I get the approval. We're usually comfortable lending right around 6% up to 10% of your annual sales, and sometimes a little bit more than that, if it makes sense. If we know that you're getting, equipment for or material from China and you're able to get a 40% increase on your revenue, then they might feel comfortable lending you a little bit more just for the fact that we know you'll be able to absorb the cash. But that's been a good, safe number for us to work with as far as that goes. So how much were you looking for in actual financing?
Around 100,000.
Around 100, okay. Okay, I can't guarantee 100, but I think we can get close. I think we can get really close to that amount for you. And it would be unsecured as well. So it's not going to be attached to your property, your assets, equipment, anything of that nature. But I do have your application here. All I really need at this point is just to verify the cash flow of the business. So I would need to look at, in your case, we just want to look at 6 months of business bank statements.
Okay, no problem.
Your most recent business tax return.
Okay, so what year?
If you have 2015, we'd like to look at that. Otherwise, 2014 would be fine.
Okay, I'm going to write down your request. Okay, bank statement, 6 months. Tax return, 2 year. What else?
And then I already have the application. Do you accept any credit card payments from your clients at all?
There is, just one American Express. I think a few thousand left at the balance. So that's all I have.
Okay. Not a problem. Then we can help you as far as that goes. Let's see here. Okay, I believe I have everything. Is this the best number to reach at? I have this number, but also have the 323.
Yeah.
223.
Yeah, there is a business phone number.
That's the 223-1212?
Yes.
All right, Jason.
You mean 323-223-1212 is a fax.
Oh, that's the fax, okay.
213-381-1212 is business. Also, 0001 is business.
Okay, so what I have for the business is the 323-223-1212. That's incorrect?
323.
Okay.
223-1212 is a fax.
1212 is a fax, okay.
Yeah.
And then so, what is the actual business number? They have the fax number down as the company number.
I did?
That was what was in the application, but it's an easy fix.
No, okay. Business phone number, main phone number is 323-223-0001. Also, 213-381-1212 is a two number is a business. Also, my cell number 213-365-1234.
1234. Okay, that's the number I called you on here. Okay, let me give you my direct number. Unless it showed up on your call ID, it's if you have a PIN available, I can give that to you.
Yeah, please.
So the direct number is area code 858.
858.
519.
519.
5315.
5315.
And my name is Dennis.
Dennis?
Right.
Okay.
And
okay, but I have question.
Sure.
I'd like to know about interest rate.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a tough one until I get the approval. Obviously, we look at every business, and we look at things like time in business, the industry type. We look at personal credit, business credit, and we use those to actually delegate the risk factors, and then that's put through an algorithm that'll spit out what rate you qualify for. Do you know what kind of rates you're paying on current loans, like maybe a car loan or a house loan right now?
I don't remember. The reason is I already have approved OnDeck.
Okay, I'm familiar with OnDeck.
But I didn't use it at all, even the dollar, because interest really is too much. That's why I'm looking for another bank.
Okay, what was the explain the loan to me? What was the amount of the loan, and how much do they want you to pay back?
There is a two kind of a loan. $50,000 is a line of credit. $55,000 is a term loan.
Okay.
If you put together, $100,000. But there is too high, interest rate. So that's why I'm looking for another one.
Okay. Do you know what the payback was on the $55,000?
They give them just a couple of payment, like monthly and weekly.
Okay.
But it's way too high interest rate.
Well, I'm familiar with OnDeck. They're actually a company that we syndicate through. We can work through OnDeck ourselves here. We do it from time to time if they have a better option for us than what we can get for our clients. But to help me better give you an idea of what you can expect from us, do you know what the payback was on the $55,000?
Almost. If you 55, then more than 60.
So it was more than 60? Okay. Do you know what the term was on that?
There is a several term. I'm request, one year. They
okay.
give them 1 year and 2 year. Payment amount. So total payback amount is more than 60. So that's why.
I mean, if you're taking 55 outs and you're paying back 60, that's actually not a bad offer, to be candid with you. It's a pretty good deal. It's I mean, more than 60, is it like 67? Is it 65? Do you know the exact amount?
About 63.
63, okay. So to figure the cost of that, you divide 63 by 55, you're looking at right around...
Almost, $10,000 in the extra, interest rate. So that's why I'm looking for low, interest rate,
Well, I mean... For unsecured financing, that looks like it's 18 cents on the dollar. That's actually really good. I don't know that I could beat that, to be candid with you.
Yeah, that's why I'm asked. Before I send it to, requirement, like a letter, like a tax return and a bank statement, it's not a big deal. I can send it to you right away in a minute. But... if you same as like on that or more than that, I don't, waste the time, you and me or both.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why I'm telling you, I think that's a great offer, and I don't know that I could actually beat that. That's 18%, that's 18 cents on the dollar over 12 months, and that was for 12 months, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So if you're paying back $65,000, if I divide that by 55, That's 18 cents on the dollar over 12 months. That's probably going to be the best offer, to be candid with you, that you're ever going to find out there as far as unsecured financing.
So you don't make it lower than that price?
I mean, I could probably go lower than that, but it would be on a much shorter term, like maybe 6-7 months.
I send it to my package, like the bank statement and tax return. Well, let me know.
Okay. Sure. You can email that to me. Do you have an email that you prefer to use?
Can I have that?
Sure. I can email you first, actually. You can just respond to my email if that's easier for you.
Okay.
What is a good email address for you?
Email. I give you 365-1234. There is a whole number.
Okay.
At gmail.com. There's my phone number, 365-1234@gmail.com.
Perfect. I will email you right now with my contact information. If you can send over the 6 months of bank statements, most recent tax return, I can look into this. But I think the best bet for you would be to go with a much shorter term. I can get you a lower cost of funds if you're okay with that.
Okay. Let's see.
But check your email. I'll get this over right over to you.
Thank you, Danny.
Okay. You too. Thanks, Jason. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.